Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Uh-huh. Bring it. I can't wait to see not only what you posed, your questions for Ask Amy Anything, but also which questions Ryan chose. So it's really about personality, I think, and what questions are appealing. And I'm still learning, Ryan, so I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I know that the Iowa State Fair was this week, and Randy from Facebook poses the question, what is your favorite food or ride at a state fair?
I will always ride a roller coaster, but at the state fair, you have some of those crazy rides like the pirate ship, the ones that they freak you out. So here's what I won't ride, that centrifugal force kind of gravity spinner that pins you to the walls and then the floor drops out. That one makes me sick. But one that I did discover, this was actually called Top Gun Maverick at the New Jersey State Fair earlier this summer. It was pretty incredible. You were essentially at the bottom, the big long arm, there are two of them, and at the bottom of this big long huge metal arm are a circle of seats. And so you start to spin on your arm, but then you start to go around and upside down. So you're spinning and you're going around, and they do it in a way that's a little bit like the pirate ship where they rock you back and forth. So think, you know, one of these big arms on either end. They rock you back and forth, and then finally you go all the way around only to then go back and stop upside down at the top, at the pinnacle of this ride. So that one was pretty crazy. You kind of felt like you were going to come out of your seat. You weren't. You were locked in, but you weren't sitting. Your butt wasn't sitting in the seat, so that was pretty scary. I enjoyed that. My favorite fair food is, well, I haven't seen it in a while, but a cheeseburger on a glazed donut. That is absolutely my favorite thing I've ever had at the fair. But fried dough, or this past summer, a fried Twinkie. It was amazing. Anything fried, really, with powdered sugar.
Another food question. Matt Keys on Twix. Brownies, do you eat them plain or do you put nuts on top of your brownies?
I generally make brownies without nuts, but I have had them with nuts. I think I prefer to have them without. I make this cookie called a double chocolate brownie cookie. It's in the shape of a cookie, but it's got the consistency of a brownie. Oh, yeah. It's got chocolate chips in it. So no nuts, but a brownie cookie with chocolate chips in it. It's like chocolate overload. It's amazing.
That's interesting, actually. I would try that one. If you could sponsor, this is from David, by the way, on Facebook. If you could sponsor or be a mascot for one underappreciated Olympic team, kind of like Flava Flav, what would it be?
So an underappreciated team.
Team sport.
Part of USA. Okay. I got what you're saying. Underappreciated. Well, I am impressed with what the Rugby Sevens did. I'm not that rugged. I'm not that tough. But boy, did they have spirit. And that was amazing. So I loved that. But I also got to tell you, I was enraptured by what the synchronized swimming team was able to do in winning a silver medal. Team USA. I'd seen it before, but in past Olympics, it's an incredible combination of stamina and skill, artistry, gymnastics, ballet, not to mention what we see on a gymnastics floor exercise, you know, flips and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing it in perfect time. So maybe synchronized swimming or equestrian, because I love horses, or the rugbies. Those are some obscure sports that could use a little more publicity.
Cheering on the horses on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. The horses are the stars, not the jockeys.
Ron from Facebook asks, if you were in a band, What instrument would you play and why?
Well, I do play the piano, so it would either be the piano or a keyboard. Though I really don't love keyboard, I prefer a traditional piano. And my favorite is a spinet. For those of you who know piano types, that's what I grew up on. That's what I have. That's what my mom has. So yes, I love piano, and I do believe that there is a place for piano in any kind of music, any genre, there's a place for a piano.
David from Facebook asked, what was your worst injury you've ever had in honor of him getting out of the hospital and you banging your knee on the door yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it was the gate that closed on my leg. But anyway, I'm sorry that you were in the hospital. Hope that you're doing better, David. My worst injury. I've actually never broken a bone, so that has never happened. But when I was in high school, I was going up for a rebound, this basketball, and as I was descending, like coming back down with the ball, a little bony-kneed guard was, for some reason, was going up like she was doing a jackknife in a pool, a cannonball, and she shoved her knee, or bony knee, into the small of my back. And that was tough. I mean, I went to a chiropractor. I had to get real warm to play that entire season, so that was probably the worst, was lower back pain. Yeah.
And that was on a rebound, too. It's something
right.
Like
bony kneed guard. What are you doing in there? You're 5'2". Get out of there.
Hustling. That's what it is. Rich from Facebook asks, are you pro or anti Saved by the Bell?
I like the original, okay. I didn't like the reboots or the remakes.
Wait, they rebooted it?
Yeah, they did. They brought the same cast back. So they were older, and it was weird to see Screech, like an old Screech. So, yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I was much more 90210. That was my jam when I was in high school. But I did appreciate Saved by the Bell.
Mm. Brian asks, Jell-O or pudding? It seems like you want neither.
Yogurt. Ice cream, frozen yogurt.
You got to pick one.
Oh, okay. Pudding, I guess.
Okay, I respect that one. That's a good choice. Jell-O's a lot of work to do. Another food question. Robert asked, croissant or brioche in honor of France?
Oh, I love croissants. And I love flaky croissants with a bunch of butter. And if it can be a croissant that's also a breakfast sandwich, even better.
And then John from Facebook asked, is there any place that is a must stop on a trip for whether it be food or collectibles?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so I love road trips. And when I do take road trips, I always stop at Flying J's. They always have a place to walk your dog. They have good food or drinks if you need it. They're open 24 hours. They've got clean bathrooms, which is a big deal. Their gas is generally at commensurate prices. So, yes, for those of you who drive cross-country, especially east to west, Flying J, that's where it's at.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you got to get out more. You got to do more road trips, Ryan. Yeah, Wawa's another one. But Flying J, special. Bucky's, now that I'm a Texas girl, or that I married into a Texas family.
I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah. They're becoming very touristy, though. They're much more tourist attractions now. And don't go on a Sunday, because half the state of Texas goes to Bucky's on a Sunday.
They've sold out to the mainstream, as you would say.
They definitely have.
And the last one, this is from me, because nobody else asked it.
Oh.
You asked, what did your mother send to you by Amazon?
Oh, this is so cute. So I get two Amazon packages about 3 days apart. No idea what they are. Haven't ordered anything. Thinking, what did the hubs order? I open it up. Both packages, two different sets of cards. For those of you who love cards, one, a box of Five Crowns, that card game, and the second, a set of euchre cards. So my mom, when I asked her what she wanted to do while she was visiting me, she's like, oh, you stay close to home. We'll do a little cooking, a little shopping. And then I get cards that show up in the mail. So that's what my mom wants to do. She's a card shark. She learned from her father, who was my grandfather, who always beat us at cards and laughed while he was doing it too. But I do have a surprise for my mom. I'm pretty excited about this. Coming up on Friday night, the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra is playing The Godfather in concert. So in other words, they're playing the Oscar-nominated score while the movie airs on a big screen. Little known fact about Amy Lawrence, I've never seen The Godfather. This will be my first time, and my mom is going with us. So it's date night for me and the Hubs and mom. I mean, why not? It sounds wonderful. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.